Hey there, savvy mamas. Welcome to the Goodbye Boss Hello Kids podcast. I'm Roz Walker, and I'm here to, in fact, my sole mission is to help you create financial freedom and a life you love so you can spend more precious time with your kids. If you're a mama who wants to be home with your kids, but you just don't know how to make that happen, if you're wondering, do I really want to leave my good paying job? How can we afford it? And how can I get my spouse to agree? Then you're in the right place. You know in your heart that being there for your kids is the right decision. Deep down, you know it's time for you to come home. And I'm here to tell you it can be done and done well. My goal is to help working moms who want to come home take a step in faith toward the dream God has placed in her heart. Even if it's just one sweet mama I succeed in helping take that step forward, it will be worth it for me. Will that one mom be you? Say yes in faith and let me help you make this journey home. Grab that pen and your favorite journal and sit down with me. It's time to create a plan to be able to say goodbye, boss, and hello, kids. Hey there, savvy mamas. This is officially the introduction episode to my Goodbye Boss Hello Kids podcast, and I am so excited, and I admit a little overwhelmed about this whole thing, but here I am. Again, I'm Roz Walker, and I wanted to share a little bit about myself and my journey and how God has led me to start this podcast. So I really am so excited to share all of that with you. I will be pouring into you what God has poured into me. And I've prayed about everything I will be sharing so that it blesses you just as it has blessed me. So, who is Roz Walker? Well, I'm a work-at-home mom of two teenagers. And I would say I was a born entrepreneur. I actually started three home businesses before the age of 10. Now, they were a cookie company, a car wash company, and a neighborhood detective agency. But nonetheless, they were businesses. And that spirit of being an entrepreneur stayed with me. I'm actually also a former corporate accountant. I know, and a consultant and a trainer. And I decided to leave my 9-to-5 and instead spend my time raising and homeschooling my children. And to fulfill that entrepreneurial spirit that I said was in me, and also to help pay the bills, I started blogging as well as working from home. And when I could sneak a little time in for myself, I like to do things like create natural skincare recipes. I love trying new vegan recipes and watching those sappy Hallmark movies. But most of all, I just love being home. I love the work I do, and it helps pay the bills. But it didn't start out that way. I actually had a challenging journey to becoming a work-at-home mom. My story starts in the middle of the night. Everyone was asleep, and this is quite a few years back. Everybody was asleep, but I was wide awake, tossing and turning, dreading having to go to my corporate job that next morning. And then I broke. Tears started flowing. And I couldn't make them stop. I felt like I just couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't go back to work. You know, it wasn't the place I worked or what I did, because I actually loved my company and my career. It was my dream job. I was doing the type of work that used my strengths and made me feel whole and fulfilled. I had just gotten to the breaking point of trying to balance being there for my family and being there for my company. I knew what I had to do. I loved being a working mom, but deep down, I knew what the right choice was. But I was scared. What if my husband didn't agree with me? What if I couldn't find work to do from home? And what if I couldn't make enough money to help pay the bills and maintain our same standard of living? What if I didn't like being isolated at home? And what if I failed? How are we going to make it? Losing my income would be devastating to our family. All I knew was I was tired of that inner struggle, feeling guilty that someone else was raising my children, someone else was enjoying the precious moments with them, and someone else was witnessing their milestones. So I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed some more. And sweet mamas, God moved. And I began my journey from a corporate working mom to a work-at-home mom. And I wish I could tell you it has all been easy, but I can't. But I can tell you that whenever a problem or difficult situation came up, God helped me solve it. I can tell you that I found the right mentors and teachers who gave me help when I didn't know where to turn. I can tell you that I found work-at-home jobs that helped pay the bills while I built my business. And I can tell you that I learned how to start a business doing work I loved and using my strengths, my gifts, and my skills, and was even able to earn over $25,000 my first year in business. I can tell you that I've been able to be at home with my children for over 10 years now. I can tell you that I've been able to stay at home with my kids even after unexpectedly becoming a widow. And I can tell you that all of my success happened because I prayed and then took action. You can do it too. Yes, you can, sweet mama. If God has placed a dream to work from home or be at home with your kids in your heart, He can make it happen. You just have to believe He means it for you and take the first step in faith. I'm here to help you. In fact, this podcast is a result of my prayer to God asking what plans He had for me. He placed other mamas like you on my heart. I would like to help you with creating a plan with action steps for thriving at home with your kids. Whether it's through budgeting and saving enough money to afford to stay home, or through finding work from home that helps you pay the bills, I have lots of resources, tips, and advice to help you make that transition home. I'm really good at starting successful home businesses, finding legitimate work-at-home opportunities or jobs, and managing time so that you can arrange your work life around what's most important to you, your family. And I share what I've learned and what's currently working for me. I'm also a trained accountant and development consultant back from my corporate days, and I can help you in creating a realistic budget, setting financial goals, and living a great life within your means. I've interviewed and hired over 100 people during my corporate career, and I even developed a training program on how to interview and get hired. So I share all of my corporate secrets here to help you so that you can get your dream work from home job if that's what you want. I think I've covered a lot today. And now it's actually time to take some action. Are you ready? Well, if you are, then I invite you to meet me back for the next episode, the official first episode, and we'll talk about the steps you need to take to transition home. Can't wait to see you again, sweet mama. Take care.